and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New CBS News polling has good news for President Trump. Details from CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
When it comes to Elon Musk and Doge, Republicans tend to think Musk should have at least some influence over government operations and spending, though not necessarily a lot of influence.
In a Super Bowl interview with Fox, Trump defended Musk and his work.
Go check the Department of Education. He's going to find the same thing. Then I'm going to go to the military. Let's check the military. We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse. And, you know, the people elected me on that.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs face off tonight in the big game in New Orleans. Some Eagles fans have dyed their hair green, the team's colors. Joseph Zobel is taking it a step further.
Philadelphia Eagle fans are so passionate. Everybody's like, yeah, do it. Like, shave your head, get a mohawk.
Super Bowl 59 tonight. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media Radio Network. On the music of the stars, good morning. CivicMedia.us all over the world. And all the Civic Media radio stations. Good morning, Waukesha. We've got WAUK at 540, 101.7 FM, carrying the music of the stars. There is a time when the Kenosha Racine listeners, Milwaukee, find that WRJN is carrying sports instead, starting usually at 10 o'clock in the morning, Central. Well, in that case, switch over to WAUK at 540, 101.7 FM. That won't happen today, I don't think. Continue listening to the music of the star. St. Valentine's Day. Stand by for a look at weather, and we'll be right back.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area today. A light west wind with highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, mid-teens with mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Monday, we'll see sunshine. Highs near freezing. A little bit of light snow possible Monday night. It's 21 at our studios.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Swing your lover.
Be my love. Fill my arms the way you fill my dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire. Be
and you alone create.
Just fill my arms the way you fill my dreams.
The dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire.
Be
hand in hand, we'll find love's promised land.
There'll be no one but you and me.
Grayson, Mario Lanza.
You sing good.
Thank you.
Man, Michelle, you are beautiful. Yes, see.
For shame, our guest of honor.
Oh, my goodness.
From New Orleans, and you.
Somebody's never happy, huh? Ella Fitzgerald. Cole Porter.
Strange, dear, but true, dear.
Fitzgerald. This is a scene from De Lovely.
In love with my joy delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me
and hurt me,
deceive me, desert me.
In
love with my joy delirious,
as Cole Porter.
When I knew that you could care, so taunt me
and
hurt me, deceive me, desert me.
Four Lads, the music of the stars.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. Even
Number one song on Billboard, 1954 and 5. Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly. High Society. Of the star. Thank you. Rubinstein wrote that. 1964, Picture, by the same title. Jack Jones, Love of the Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen, Natalie Wood. Here's Jack.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger. If I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh, yes, I know.
Mirren.
Sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. The thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see, that is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
Oh,
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
The first time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you. The second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
Here's Joe Stafford. Cole Porter wrote this.
Later, we got married.
Yeah, it only took 3 months.
12 years and 3 months.
We had a really wonderful wedding.
It really was a beautiful wedding.
We had this enormous coconut cake.
Huge coconut cake with the tears, and there was this very rich chocolate sauce on the side.
Right, because not everybody likes it on the cake because it makes it very soggy. It's
particularly the coconut soaks up a lot of that stuff, so it's important to keep it on the side.
Right. Well, well, well. Who's here? I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?
you do, how 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 you do.
That's Eileen Barton right there. Mel Torme. Cleo Lane. Music of the Star.
Love you madly, right or wrong. Sounds like the lyric to a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea. That's not the theory for me. And that's for sure, just like I said before. I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me. I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait. So just relax and wait for fate. So let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you, madly.
Here's Alice Babs, 1963.
Take love easy, easy, easy. Never let your feelings show. Make it breezy, breezy, breezy. Easy come and easy go. Never smile.
Duke Ellington and Russell Watson.
If I loved you, time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way round in circles I go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by.
Russell Watson. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'd want you to know. afraid and shy.
Sammy next. Buddy Rich.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. That there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, listen, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. And there are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, I mean, if you really want to know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Not just for some, oh, but just for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Lots of loving in the world. What the world needs now is love.
The music of the stars.
Tonight we love while the moon beams down in dreamlight. Tonight we touch the stars. Love is all. Winds that sigh embrace the sky. Tonight we love in the glow that gleams so softly. I know this wasn't meant to borrow. But tomorrow, will it be gone, or will it always live on tonight?
Orchestra and the College of Musical Knowledge. The old professor.
Evening, boys. Yeah. Well, all of our gang join in wishing Niles Trammell and the entire NBC facilities the happy 15th anniversary. And the chillin', here we are in Buffalo tonight, and since I'm the honorary mayor of Buffalo for today and the chief of police, as well as an honorary captain in the 74th Regiment, I can officially say congratulations from the city of Buffalo. Right, chillin'? And now, we'd like to hear you, have you hear our version of Tonight We Love.
For news on Civic Media Radio Network, CBS, with the latest happenings in this crazy old world of ours. Hey, here's the Grammy for Best Large Jazz Ensemble. It's Dan Pugach and the Big Band. Just 2 weeks ago.
Wow, okay. Wrote down a few words. Bianca Reimagined is our 18-piece big band album inspired by our late rescue dog, Bianca, who we pulled out from a city shelter. It's an honor to be in LA witnessing the resilience of the music community. I'll never forget when my dad took me to a record store in LA when I was 10 and bought my first big band album. Thank you to the rescue groups, including Pasadena Humane, who worked 24-hour day helping animals affected by the wildfires and spreading the word about the importance of fostering shelter pets. They are the true heroes. This honor means the world. And I'd like to thank the Recording Academy at the New York chapter and the fellow nominees in the category, my genius wife, Nicole Zoraitis, and musical partner. The musicians playing in my big band for over 15 years who traveled from New York City. Nick Finzer at Outside In Music, my family who traveled from Tel Aviv, and my in-laws from the East Coast. The amazing engineer at Bunker Studio, Aaron Nevesi, and Alex the Turk. Thank you to Susan Bloomberg, Kabir Segal, the BMI Jazz Composer Workshop, and the Café Royal Cultural Foundation. Thank you so much. This is.
And now the Grammy winner, 2025, Dan Pugach, Bianca Reimagined.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Many Americans support President Trump's efforts to remove some undocumented migrants. Here's CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
President Trump's deportation policy finds majority approval overall. 59% approve of the administration's actions to deport immigrants in the U.S. illegally.
Southern Maine's getting walloped, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
A lot of areas, 4 to 8 inches, maybe a little bit more. Across New England, especially Maine, southeast Maine, in particular the Portland area.
A store in Philadelphia that sells Eagles merch has been busy. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Carrie Corrado spoke to owner Nicole Steyer.
She says the Super Bowl is definitely helping with business and is grateful for everyone supporting her small business.
Because after Christmas is usually slow for business, so this is like a win-win.
It's the Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl tonight in New Orleans. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz. Don